All right. Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive Corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while ending the future of the American dream. Are you tired of this? At what point are you done giving to these companies that do not care about you? At some point, we have to fight back. And that's why I love my people over at Public Square. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to simply buy children's clothing, find new athletic clothing that knows what a woman actually is, shop for clean skincare, or find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views, publicsq.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as a consumer or business owner, and you can get started today at publicsq.com. Download the app now. That's publicsq.com, publicsq.com. All right, what's going on, America? Welcome to, what are we going to call this? I don't know. I have no idea what we're going to call this. We'll sorry. Normally, I know what we're going to call this, but I was so interested in this story that of Michael Orr. And yes, Todd, I already know you're going to be upset because Todd, I'm giving you your props. You brought this story to me. Hadn't heard about it yet. But you ain't here to talk about it on the show. So, you know, we're just gonna roll with it. Cause we got to talk about it. The Colin Kaepernick effect has affected so many people. Colin Kaepernick, obviously you guys know, I think he's one of the biggest pieces of garbage in human history. Not one of the most evil men in human history. Somebody's like, what about Hitler? You moron. Hitler was a demonic, evil demon of a person. I'm talking about just a piece of human garbage, man. That's Colin Kaepernick, okay?
There's a big difference between
Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick's black parents didn't want anything to do with him. White parents adopt him, put him through all these private schools, get him through college, gets the shot in the NFL. He does do very well, goes all the way to the Super Bowl. Then he starts regressing. He gets benched. And right about the time that it looks like his NFL career is going over or fixing to be over, then it's time for him to become black Colin Kaepernick and then go on all this whole kneeling for the anthem, Black Lives Matter, wearing the cops are pig socks. And then he goes on to say that how his white adoptive parents oppressed him as a black man his entire life. Well, that sickness has now spread on to Michael Orr, who was made most famous by the movie The Blind Side with Sandra Bullock and Tim McGraw, that was in that movie. And we're going to talk about that. But before we do, we got some weird video out of this is Ukraine's transgender military spokesperson, I guess. Do they have, I don't even know if they have subtitles. Play it. It may just be in their language. I hope not. Play it.
If you look at Putin's mouth, you'll notice that blood drips from it. He's a vampire carrying out genocide.
Pause it. Ukrainians. Pause it. Okay, hold on. Go back. I want to see what Ian said about this real quick. Full screen. Okay, Ukraine's transgender military spokesperson. So this is the spokesperson for Ukraine. I guess that's the equivalent of the White House press secretary, I guess.
Oh no.
So this person is transgender. Sorry. This is the military. Okay. So this is a media person for the military. Okay.
I don't think he's gonna be able to do much else for the military.
Transgender. So this is a man pretending to be a woman. Or is it a woman pretending to be a man?
That looks like a man pretending to be a woman.
It looks like a man pretending to be a woman.
Well, you can never know.
I'm going to go with a man. Okay. We're going to do this. We're going to go with a man. Okay. But this weirdo is talking about. Okay. Just play it.
If you look at Putin's mouth, you'll notice that blood drips from it. He's a vampire carrying out genocide against both Ukrainians and Russians alike. Vlad Putin bathes in the blood of innocent children and enjoys it. And this is why the dictator of the Russian Federation must be deposed and why peace talks have to be focused on President Zelensky's 10-point peace formula and the full liberation of Ukraine.
Okay, again, I could care less about Ukraine. Google Putin's mouth. Let's just see what pops up. Putin's mouth. Images. Let's go to images. Let's just see if we can see any close-ups of. Here you go.
I don't see any blood dripping out.
One, it's shocking to me that they actually have close-ups of Putin's mouth. I don't see any blood in here. Again, I'm not defending Putin in either way. He's a horrible human being. Just to be clear. He probably is a demon vampire. I'm just curious about if we can find any evidence at this point.
I'm not seeing anything.
I'm not seeing it. Oh, click on, go to the right, Zach. Right. Nope, you're going up. How am I saying right? You're going up. No, that's left. That keep going. No, the other way. Right there. Doesn't that look like Fauci?
Oh.
Why does Putin's eyes look just like Dr. Fauci? You can't tell me. You can't tell me that if you were looking at that, the first thing you would have thought was Anthony Fauci for his eyes. They have the same eyes. They don't have just eye pictures of Fauci. I'm telling you those are the same eyes.
They are. I can see it.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. All right. See, there you go. Another conspiracy theory. Anthony Fauci is Putin's son. All right, we are days away from the Durban Accords, the greatest threat to the U.S. dollar's global dominance in the past 80 years. On August 22nd, BRIC's nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, are expected to announce the launch of a new international supercurrency fully backed by gold or other commodities. This is part of their long-term plan to supplant the U.S. and the dollar as cornerstones of the global financial system. How can you protect your IRA, your 401k, or your savings from the fallout from this landmark announcement? You can diversify with gold from Birch Gold Group. Historically, gold has been a safe haven in times of high uncertainty, which, if you're not paying any attention, is right now. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Get a free information kit on gold IRAs and decide for yourself if a tax-sheltered retirement account backed by the physical precious metals is right for you. It's super simple. Free knowledge is vital knowledge. All you got to do is text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 right now. There is a monumental shift happening among the nations that control one-third of the world's GDP, and it kicks off on August 22nd. Ladies and gentlemen, this is only going to get worse. Please, please think about your families. Arm yourself with the information to protect your retirement savings. Text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to the number 989898 and claim your free info kit from Birch Gold. Again, that's Graham to 989898 right now. I don't really have any like thoughts on that. I just wanted to show you like crazy stuff that's coming out of Ukraine. Like, you know, that's what we're funding, by the way. Literally, Hawaii is on fire. Entire cities are just destroyed, but you know, Ukraine. All right. But either way, all right. So let's talk about Michael Orr. Okay. This is the most first of all, let's read it. Let's read the article. Let's read the grievance that's going on. And then let's go from there. Okay. So the Blindside family responds to loss to, but the Blindside family responds to Michael Orr's bombshell lawsuit against them. Okay, so let's go down. All right, the family featured in the Hollywood blockbuster The Blind Side fired back Monday at ex-NFLer Michael Orr's claim They swindled him, calling the allegations insulting and hurtful. Orr, 37, filed a lawsuit in Shelby County, Tennessee court Monday, saying he only recently learned he wasn't officially adopted by Sean and Leanne Tui, and that he was instead duped into a conservatorship, which allowed the family to rake in millions of dollars in royalties from the movie about his life.
And their lives.
Okay. All right. So let's find out how much money they actually made here. But Sean Tui told the Daily Memphian that the claims have devastated the family. Tui said the conservatorship was drawn up to ensure that Orr was eligible to play football at the University of Mississippi. Tui is a booster at the school, and if Orr wasn't part of his family, there could have been potential NCAA issues sending him there, Tui suggested. All right, go down. How much money did y'all make? I sat Michael down and told him, if you're planning to go to Ole Miss or even considering Ole Miss, we think you have to be part of the family. This would do that legally. We contacted lawyers who had told us that we couldn't adopt over the age of 18, and the only thing we could do was have a conservatorship. We were so concerned that it was on the up and up, blah, blah, blah. Tui also dismissed the idea that the family profitably handsomely from the movie. Here we go. Keep going. All right, let's see. We didn't make any money off the movie, Tui said. Well, Michael Lewis, the author of the book on which the movie was based, gave us half of his share. Everybody in the family got an equal share, including Michael. It was about $14,000 each. Tui sold his conglomerate of fast food franchises for $200 million and took affront to the idea that he would want to profit off of Orr. I will say it is upsetting that people would think I would want to make money off of any of my children. Okay, so the dude so they were rich already. The dude sold his companies for $200 million. He's claiming that they only made $14,000 each, including Michael Orr. He said the family remained close to Orr throughout much of his NFL career, but noticed distance building about a year and a half ago. No questions. The allegations are insulting. Keep going. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's see. Tui Jr. acknowledged, so this is the son, Orr's frustration over not getting paid out more for The Blind Side, but added that he didn't make much money from the movie, either estimating he personally has received about $60,000 to $70,000 in royalties over the years. You're not going to hear me talk bad about him because I truthfully think very highly of everything about his NFL career, how he was raised, Tui Jr. said about Orr. Keep going. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this here. Okay, so this all seems to be about money over the movie. Okay, so Orr claims that he got taken out from millions over the movie. The Tuis are saying they didn't make much money about the movie. All right, let's go to Fox News' article about this. Let's see if they got some more information here. All right, what's the title of this thing here? All right, Michael Orr's adoption revelation faces pushback from the Tui family members. Okay. All right. Oh, and also it apparently is about Michael Orr didn't know he wasn't actually adopted. He just had a conservatorship. Okay. The biological son of Sean and Leanne Tui, the Tennessee family that claimed to have adopted ex-NFL Michael Orr, responded to a petition filed by Orr on Monday and suggested that the former first round draft pick may have known that he wasn't officially adopted before January 23. Okay. SJ, that's the son, revealed during an interview with Barstool Sports on Monday that old text messages between Orr and the Tui family allegedly showed that Orr may have been aware of this at least as early as 2020. If he says he learned that in February, I find that hard to believe. I went back to my text to look at. I was curious today randomly to go back to look at our family group text and text to see what things have been said. There were things back in 2020, 2021 that were like, if you guys give me this much, then I won't go public with things. So I don't know if that's true. I think everyone learned in the past year about the conservatorship stuff because of Britney Spears. So maybe that's the case, but it doesn't add up. Okay. Or who was dressed by the Baltimore Ravens, blah, 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 blah. Who cares? All right. The lie of Michael's adoption is one upon which co-conservators Leanne Tui and Sean Tui have enriched themselves at the expense of their ward, the undersigned Michael Orr, the document said. Michael Orr discovered this lie to his chagrin and embarrassment in February of 2023 when he learned the conservatorship to which he consented on the basis that doing so would make him a member of the Tui family, in fact, provide him no familial relationship with the Tuohys. The petition detailed, okay, it's all about money. So where's the money? Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Okay, here we go. All right. Orr also claimed that he did not financially benefit from the movie The Blind Side, which was based on his story, but the Tuohy family did. But S.J. Tuohy said Monday that the family made little from the movie. I've made like 60, 70 grand over the course of the last 4 or 5 years. Okay, keep going. Sean Tuohy, the senior, also spoke out Monday to the Memphis, devastated by the news, upsetting. So Michael Orr's claiming the only thing we could do was the conservatorship. Okay, all right. What's going on, everybody? I want you to stop drinking communist coffee. I want you to switch to America's Coffee, BlackRifleCoffee.com. It's very simple. You can spend the rest of your life drinking frou-frou drinks for anti-American communist pieces of garbage, or you can drink America's Coffee and support my friends of over 10 years at BlackRifleCoffee.com. Go get America's Coffee, fuel up on freedom, BlackRifleCoffee.com right now. So let's just say, one, Google, how much money did Tuohy, T-U-O-H-Y, family make from Blindside? Okay, so here we go. All right, even more stuff about this. Everybody in the family got an equal share, including Michael. It was about 14,000 cash. Orr alleged in his petition that the Tuohys negotiated a one-time payment of $250,000, as well as 2.5% of the movie's proceeds for themselves and their two natural born children. All right, click on that article that's from the Clarion Ledger right there. All right, let's see here. This is real time getting to the bottom of it stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, who reportedly sold his fast food franchise for $213 million, claims he didn't need the money. I would agree.
$225,000 compared to $200 million is, you don't, that's
yeah, the last thing I needed was 40 grand from a movie, he said. I will say it's upsetting that people will think, okay, keep going, keep going, keep going. All right, Michael was obviously living with us for a long time. The NCAA didn't like that, too, he said. They said the only way, conservatorship. Okay, so it seems like 2.5%. Can you Google how much money did the Blind Side movie make? $309 million. So what's 2.5% of $309 million?
$7.7 million.
Okay, so they're saying, so Michael is saying that they made $7.7 million. They're saying that they only got $250,000, which they spread out through the entirety of the family. We don't know how much that is in the grand scheme of it all. Okay, so first of all, show, where are the receipts that $7.7 million actually exists would be the first thing. Also, what are profits from the, type in, like I said, this is real-time stuff here, guys. Type in, what are considered profits from a movie?
A lot less, because the movie theaters get about 40%.
Correct, and cost of making it. Oh, right. How much profit did The Blind Side make? Here we go. We're making progress. How much profit did The Blind Side make? So commercial success, grossing $309 million on a $29 million budget. Okay, but that doesn't tell us.
So we need to subtract $20 million, and then we also need to subtract, I want to say movie theaters get 40%.
How much do movie theaters get from movies? We're going to get to the bottom of this, folks. In real time, we are getting to the bottom of what this is actually about. Theaters receiving, okay, here we go.
60% are anywhere from 20 to 40% overseas.
The movie studio usually gets 60% of the proceeds from American box offices. Okay, so, $309 million minus $29 million. So that's $280 million. Times 40% of that. So that's $112 million.
Yeah.
Okay, so 112 million left over. Plus, you got to pay the salaries of all the people. How much money did Sandra Bullock make for The Blind Side? 5 million for her role on Blind Side. Plus, she's probably got royalties. Okay, so let's just say that we're really talking about $80 million. Yeah. So what's 2.5% of 80 million? I'm working Zach to death, but we're getting to the bottom of this, people. 5% of $80 million.
$2 million.
Okay. All right. So
wouldn't that be one of his, that's way less than an NFL. What was his initial NFL
contract?
So
let's just say that we're talking about $2 million, right? Michael Orr net worth. Just say Michael Orr net worth. Okay. So Michael Orr's net worth is $16 million. Okay. So we're arguing over $2 million. Potentially it's that much. Right, just from the little research we did right here, it's not really $309 million. After you take away everything, royalties come from profits,
not okay? Gross.
So $2 million, and also we don't know, again, you got to deduct the royalties from Sandra Bullock and all these other actors and everything. So we're just guessing we're really talking about $2 million over the course of all these years, right? Okay, here's all I'm going to say. First of all, I don't know if I believe it. It sounds like this Tui family was rich before. Now they're super rich now with $213 million they made selling off stuff. $2 million that you don't get 100% of anyway because you split it throughout all the family. I don't know if I believe this. But here's also what I would say. This is the problem I have with Michael Orr in this situation. One, by the time they made this movie, you were in the NFL. You have your own agent. You have your own lawyers. How did you not negotiate something for yourself with your likeness? First of all, that would be my first question. How does that even happen?
Like by that point, you're surely you're out of whatever deal it was with them.
As an adult, so did he make anything off of the book? Did Michael Orr make money off of the book? Off of Blindside book.
He says that the toys made millions.
From the movie. That's the movie. But the movie was based on a book, it said. So somebody wrote a book, say from the Blindside book. There's nothing about the book. Okay, so it said the movie was based off a book. Okay, so here's some questions I got. So did Michael Orr make money off the book? You can't just write a book about somebody's life
and not pay
especially
them.
If they're an adult and not pay them. Right. And again, at this point, Michael Orr had been in the NFL. He had an agent, he had a lawyer, he had representation. Somebody talked to his agents. Somebody talked to this. And then when the movie came around, you really think his agents weren't all on top of that? That's weird to me. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Okay. So first of all, that's a weird gap in the process there. All right, guys, I'm a gun owner. You're gun owners, most likely, I would imagine, except for the few of you that give me 1-star reviews, but I appreciate you. And when it comes to gun ownership, holsters that we use is the utmost importance. And that's why I'm here to talk to you today about JM4 Tactical, the only holsters that I trust. 100% made in America. That's Texas, to be exact. And I love their magnetic technology, whether I have it on my belt, well, no annoying clips, whether I put it in my truck and it's my truck gun, the magnet is so powerful that it will literally connect inside the door handle. It's incredible and absolutely made in America, which is the biggest thing. They have 5 different models to choose from, 100% American made material. On top of that, you need to go to jm4tactical.com/Graham right now. Again, that's jm4tactical.com/Graham. Use the code Graham for 10% off of your order. Support made in American things, support companies that are doing the right things, support JM4 Tactical for all of your holster needs. Go to jm4tactical.com/Graham, promo code Graham. Second of all, let's just say that this is true. Let's just say that the Tuies have made $2 million off of The Blind Side. I guess my biggest question would be, A, at what point is Michael, an adult of himself that has his own agents, his own representation, that movie could not have gotten made without Michael Orr saying, cool.
Yeah, without him agreeing to the terms.
There's no way. There is no way that movie could have got made. And here's another thing. The only reason Michael Orr has the money he has today, the only reason he has anything that he has today, is because the Tui family took him in. You would be dead on the side of the road, dude. Like, the end. Like, nobody gave a crap about you. You would be dead on the side of the road. And let's just say for a second that their intentions were, they saw this random gigantic black man walking down the road, and they're like, ooh, we could take him in, and you know, and he could be a star athlete for Ole Miss and make it to the NFL. Even if it was as superficial as that, you still have made millions upon millions and millions of dollars.
You wouldn't be where you're at without them.
Because they took you in. And so I guess my question is, even if we are talking about $2 million that was separated throughout the entire family that took you in, why do you have problems with that? Like, you know, like I'm having a hard time understanding that. Like, if you took me in, you saved my life, you clothed me, you fed me, you gave me every opportunity in the book, you helped me become a number one draft pick because he was a piece of garbage when they met him. I've made, my net worth is $16 million. That means I've made probably $80 million throughout the course of my whole life. So
his first contract was $13.8 million over a five-year deal, and then he signed a four-year $20 million contract after that.
Yeah, exactly.
So the dude made his money.
So you've made probably over the course of your entire professional career, 80-something million dollars. You just got like $16 million worth of assets and cash sitting in the bank, right? Okay, and you're arguing about potentially $2 million spread, I don't know, 10 different ways.
You're really arguing over a couple hundred thousand dollars.
Yeah, yeah. So you're bickering about a couple hundred thousand dollars? And you're going to destroy the family and the only like family that you had that saved you to do so? This is the Colin Kaepernick effect. Michael Orr's NFL career is over. Michael Orr is becoming irrelevant. Yeah, he's got some money, but people don't like becoming irrelevant. So what do? You throw your white family under the bus.
It's a popular thing.
Because it's going to make headlines. And here's what's going to happen. The Tui family is going to settle with Michael outside of court to make it all go away. And Michael will probably get $15, $20 million and then ruin the family. Like, he'll never have relations with these people again that saved his life.
Well, culture is just so me oriented, so me focused, and people at the end of the day, like, culture preaches, do whatever it is that you're going to do. And if you screw other people, no big deal. Cause you're going to do, like, it's your truth.
Yeah. My other question is, like, did Michael Orr ever like buy the Tui family anything? Did he like buy them a house? Did he, you know, do anything to like reciprocate what they did for him, you know, across the board? This whole thing, it's Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick wants to get back in the NFL, but then he made that Netflix documentary talking about the whole draft process is equivalent to the slave trade process where they like test you for any defects and all this other stuff. So the very thing he wants to be a part of, he's saying it's the equivalent of modern day slave trading.
And it's not like all these guys that get picked in the first round's lives are completely changed.
Yeah. And so Michael Orr, now that he is Michael Orr and he's, you know, rich and all this other stuff, now he's saying, oh, the only reason the two he's actually claimed to love me or whatever it was is because, you know, they saw me as a black man that they could make money off of. Well, just looking at the immediate facts, it looks like they have a lot more money than you. So I don't really know how much money they made off of you, if anything at all.
Well, and the thing is, the fact that they brought somebody in where they were taking up, there was so much responsibility and love that went into all of that. I mean, like, that's a lot of effort on their part for maybe a potential chance this guy might go to the NFL. Like, none of it adds up. There was no NIL deals back then, so there was no money to be made at Ole Miss. And then for the chance that maybe he'll go pro, the dude already had a whole bunch of franchises. I don't think I don't think it was an investment in their future.
No. And so again, this is the world we live in, ladies and gentlemen, where kindness and generosity is rewarded with nitpicking and scrutiny 20 years later down the road, where someone has gotten into Michael Orr's head, and or Michael Orr feels irrelevant, and or Michael Orr needs money. And so now he's going to do whatever he has to do to destroy the family that he had for a quick buck. Because here's also what he knows. He knows that they sold all those franchises for 200 and something million dollars.
You might want a piece of it.
He does. That's all this is. That's all it is. That's all it is. Why is it just coming out now? That's the other thing. Okay. Timing is everything. If the Blind Side movie was a lie, why didn't Michael Orr say all this stuff when the movie came out?
If he got screwed over right afterwards,
type in Michael Orr, Michael Orr Blind Side premiere. Let's see if he attended, the premiere. Go to images. That's the draft.
Him right there by Sandra Bullock?
No, that's the guy who played Michael Orr. Okay, it doesn't matter. All right, I was just curious if he attended the premiere. Either way, my point is, if this was a lie, then why didn't it happen? When did The Blind Side come out? 2009! 14 years ago! This movie came out 14 years ago. That means Michael Orr knew the movie was being made 16 years ago. I don't believe none of it. I'm out.
Nothing's adding up.
I'm out 100%. You've known about this for 16 years, and now in 2023, you're going to say, nope, don't believe it. This is entitlement. This is spoiled beyond all things, and it makes me absolutely sick, because it is creating a world where people no longer want to be loving and generous and go out of their way. It's creating a world where it's like dog eat dog, look out for yourself, screw everybody else. And Michael Orr, you've made millions upon millions and millions of dollars.
Life forever changed.
Even to this day, after the NFL, your net worth, that means like assets and cash you have in the bank, is estimated around $16 million. Your entire life was changed by this family. Who cares if they make more money than you do? You wouldn't have a story if it wasn't for them.
And also with all that money that he's got, if he wanted to go start his own franchise businesses, and then over the next 30 years, he could make $200 million.
Again,
but he wants to work for it.
He would not have any of the opportunities. He wouldn't even have the money to sue them. Think about that for 5 seconds. If the Tuohy, that's the biggest kick in the nuts right there, is if the Tuohys did not take Michael Orr in, they didn't put him into a private school, they didn't help him get into Ole Miss, they didn't coach him all the way through the draft, and he didn't become a number one draft pick because they helped him do it, he wouldn't even have the money today to sue them after all they did for him. This is the stuff I'm talking about. This is, I don't believe any of it. I'm with the Tuohys on this one. I think it's garbage. Email me, graham@dearamericamedia.com. Let me know what you think about this issue. That's all we have for this episode. We'll see you all again next time.